So a brief introduction to what we're going to do tonight. The purpose of this evening's meeting is a public hearing to go through the ballot questions that we'll be taking up on the 14th and take any public comments or questions at that time, and we will try to address them as we go through it. A brief explanation of how we got here. On May 20th, 2020, the board approved the budget and directed the town administrator to prepare a bare bones warrant. At that point, we knew that it was going to be, we wanted to be able to get through the town meeting fairly efficiently. So the town administrator did that. On June 3rd, the governor's executive order number 56 enabled referendum voting and limited town meetings to function within the gathering limit that was already in place of less than 50 people. The board deliberated for a while on what to do, and on 6/17, the board voted to hold the budget vote by referendum. So that gets us to where we are this evening. That prompts this public hearing to allow questions and comments, because those items cannot be debated in a referendum format. A couple other differences. The articles cannot be modified at this point. The ballots have been prepared, and in fact, absentee voting has already begun. And the articles cannot be amended. In other words, the dollar amounts that are in the articles are capped. They cannot be voted up or down. They cannot be voted higher or lower. The agenda item can only be voted yay or nay. So those are some of the differences where we find ourselves. The way we're going to proceed this evening, we'll give brief statements about the budget by the chairs of the Board of Selectmen and the School Committee. And then we will get into the, go through the budget referendum items pretty much line by line. What's the matter, David?
I'm sorry.
You okay, David?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried to make the screen bigger.
So, brief statements. We will take up the 33 questions on the ballot one at a time. Typically, I will clear the, if there are any raised hands, I'll clear them at the beginning of the article reading. And then as soon as I'm done reading the article, you can raise your hand and you'll be recognized, hopefully, in more or less the order that the hands get raised in, or the order that I notice them anyways. We'll go through all 33 items that way. Then we will close the public hearing and hold a candidates forum for any of the candidates. We'll also show the sample ballot for voting for candidates. And then it's all write-in this year, so any candidates who would like to speak can make a brief statement at that time. And that will be it. So thank you for joining us tonight. Right now we have 9 attendees and 13 panelists. Okay, are there any questions from anybody on the proceedings tonight? Mark, you're muted.
Yep. Thank you, Herb. My only question is, are we going to take up the articles at questions for sections of the articles as they are grouped, or are you going to break them up individually?
I was going to go through each article, each of the 33 articles, and just take questions on it. I'll put them up on the screen. I'll put the sample ballot up on the screen.
Okay, thank you.
I'll try and read through it efficiently and take any questions. Does that make sense to everybody, or is there another way we should proceed? Okay. I would ask the attendees, if they have any questions, they can also raise their hand right now. If you don't know how to raise your hand, there should be a menu at the bottom of your screen, which one of the options would be to raise your hand. If you click that, I and the other panelists will get a little virtual symbol next to your name. And we will recognize you, allow you to speak, and I think you have to unmute yourself when you do that. So that's the way we'll proceed. Okay. So I'm going to introduce Jeff Putnam, who's going to give a brief talk. And David, Jeff will need to share his screen or intends to share his screen, and I will too. So I don't know if that's enabled. You're muted, David.
You're both set up for that.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, thank you everybody for attending. I've been on the school committee for 5 years now, the chair for the last two. And I just wanna, again, thank the community for all the support that you've given the school system in the past. The school committee is tasked with developing and presenting a proposed budget. As always, our budget meetings are public, but in light of the remote meetings this year, attendance was especially light from members of the public. So I'm glad to have this opportunity to present our proposed budget, just kind of give a more of an overview than presenting the whole budget. And if there are specific questions, please feel free to ask during the public hearing portion of the meeting. And myself or Ann Kirkpatrick, who is the superintendent, is here. We'll do our best to answer. With that, I'm gonna share my screen here to give a quick budget overview presentation. Hope everybody can see that.
Yep.
All right. This budget was approved by the school committee April 21st. The budget for the proposed budget for 2020 is $1,230,150 is the exact amount. This is a reduction from last year's budget, the 2019 budget, by 6.35%. As you'll remember, the 2019 budget was the highest we've had due to lack of contributing to the public employee retirement system for the first, 12 years of being a town. That had to be made up for in one lump sum in 2019, so last year's was higher than normal. But putting in a perspective of 2 years ago, it's a 3% increase from the 2018 budget. As we work through the budget process here this year, we generally start in January or so planning for the next school year's budget. Obviously, the impacts of COVID started taking shape as we were about in the middle of that process. So we kind of started fresh again and reduced some of the capital planning items that we felt we could hold off on for a year or so, like, for example, starting to save for the new school bus. We didn't feel that this was the right year to start doing that. But other items that took priority are going to be technology costs. The computers were all, every kid had a computer this year brought that they were able to bring home. And obviously there's going to be some wear and tear and some upgrading needed for that. And going forward next year, we don't know what the situation is going to be yet, but technology costs were increased in our proposed budget. And as for planning for next year, we're looking at a number of different scenarios as we enter the new school year, but remain optimistic that students will attend Chabig School in person. Therefore, we are budgeting for the appropriate number of staff and supplies. And the middle school and high school kids, we're following closely Yarmouth's announcement about their reopening plans. But whether it's in-person schooling, remote schooling, or a hybrid, we expect that tuition costs will remain the same. So we budgeted for that. On a smaller scale item, but important for the public to know, the newly renovated school building is performing well in its first over its first winter in energy efficiency. So costs associated with the heating have decreased, which is great to see. Slide up here, this is a graph of our budget for the last 7 years or so. What this shows is generally a steady increase from year to year. Obviously, we had the high year last year. But in general, we've remained on a pretty even trajectory. So I just wanted to show that and so people had a perspective of where we've been and how much we've moved. Slide up here. This is a pie graph of our budget, the cost center breakdown. You can see what takes up the lion's share of our budget. On the right hand side here, tuition obviously, and the remaining SAD 51 debt. Regular instruction down here, this is our pre-K to 5 costs for the teachers, the specials teachers like music and phys ed and Spanish and the rest. Health insurance also is included in that. So you can see those four take up the lion's share of the budget. Off to the upper part of the left side here, there's all the other cost centers. I don't think I need to go through them in detail, but if there are questions, again, when we get to the public hearing part of it, feel free to ask. And I believe that's all I have, so thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, I'm going to share. The wrong screen. What is going on? Can you see a screen share?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the 2020 budget expense.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I don't see my red line around it, so I was getting fooled. Sorry about that. Okay, so this one thing I should mention is that all of the material for the election coming up here is on the town's website. At the top of the page, there's a new heading called Election. And the material, including the summary that I'm showing here, which Marjorie put together, is on that website. So I'm just going to go through it kind of generally. Our budget process this year, getting to an approved budget, was much the same as it has been every year. The tail end of it was obviously in virtual meetings. But the process that we went through is very similar. We spent a fair amount of time talking about capital planning. Marjorie prepared a draft budget for us that we went through in some line item detail multiple times. On this budget, the red items are increases and the bluish items are decreases in the budget. You can see down at the bottom, the overall budget is down $51,000. But as Jeff mentioned, last year was artificially high budget anyways. So the budget is actually effectively up a little bit. Calculations using the mill rate that the town administrator has done should put the tax that you pay out of pocket pretty much on an even keel with what we paid last year. The revenue side, again, we are expecting some less revenue. Since we're taking these up very specifically, unlike the town, unlike the school stuff, which is a little more obfuscated because of the nature of the warrant articles that they have to use, I'm not going to go through these in detail right now, since we're going to be going through all the same categories in the hearing. This is our mill rate worksheet. The mill rate we're talking, we're estimating right now is 13.25. Mm-hmm. That depends on a lot of
things,
obviously. This is a summary of the department's percentages, ranked by percentage. Now, the education department has a lot of pieces in it. They tend to fall out on top anyways, but it's about 36% of the overall budget, the way this is organized. Capital improvements comes next, which has been consistent in the last few years. Debt service is right up there as well. And basically, this is the order in which the rest of the departments fall. And there's a little graphic that makes it a little bit clearer. So you can see our debt service is the single most, aside from the school department, our debt service is the single highest department or cost center that we track. That debt service does include the new construction on the school, as well as the debt we've had already in place. And I think that's it. So with that, I will pull up the ballot. I will open the public hearing portion of the meeting. And again, the protocol is going to be that I'll read each item, and I'll lower all hands. I'll read each item. People can raise their hand if they want to make a comment or have a question. And we'll try and there are 33 items to go through, so I'll try and do this as efficiently as I can. So article number 3, shall town authorize, and the first 16 of these, I think, are all related to the school. So questions will probably be directed to either Jeff or Ann Kirkpatrick, who is the superintendent who is joining us tonight. And I don't know, Ann does not have your video on, so you will have to just chime in, Ann, if you want to. If you want to speak.
Right.
Okay, let me make sure I can see everybody. Oh, there you are. Okay, thank you. So if you want to raise your hand, well, you and Jeff will be the only two responding to this probably. So you can work it out who's going to answer. Okay, Article 3, shall the town authorize the school committee to expend $633,864 for regular instruction? So any attendees would like to have a question or make a comment, raise your hand now. Seeing none, and we can go back if I miss somebody. Article 4, shall the town authorize the school committee to spend $96,462 for special education? Any questions from the floor? Seeing none. Article 5. Shall the town authorize the school committee to expend zero for career and technical ed? Any questions? Seeing none. Shall the town authorize the school committee to spend zero for other instruction? Any questions? Seeing none. Article 7. Shall the town authorize the school committee to expend $26,736 for student and staff support? Any questions from the floor? Seeing none. Article 8, shall the town authorize the school committee to expend $73,740 for system administration? Any questions or comments? Seeing none. Article 9, shall the town authorize the school committee to expend $59,148 for school administration? Questions? Seeing none. Article 11, shall the town authorize the school committee to expend $47,000 for facilities maintenance? Questions? Seeing none. Article 12, shall the town authorize the school committee to expend $138,102 for debt service and other commitments? Questions from the floor? Seeing none. Article 13, shall the town authorize the school committee to expend $46,635 for all other expenditures, including school lunch? Questions on Article 13? Okay. And we don't usually get a lot of discussion on those, so that makes sense. So now we begin the articles that kind of cut across those numbers in a little bit different way. Shall the town appropriate $684,038.99 for the total cost of funding public education from pre-kindergarten to grade 12 as described in the Essential Programs and Services Funding Act? And shall the town raise $683,828.60 as the town's contribution to the total cost of funding public education from pre-kindergarten to grade 12, as described in the Essential Programs and Services Funding Act in accordance with Maine Revised Statutes, Title 20A. Questions or comments on Article 14? Article 15, shall the town raise and appropriate the sum of $542,611.01 in additional local funds, which exceeds the state essential programs and services funding model by $505,976.01 as required by the fund to budget recommended by the school committee. Questions or comments? Seeing none. Article 16. Shall the town authorize the school committee to expend $1,230,150 for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2020 and ending June 30th, 2021 from the town's contribution to the total cost of funding public education from pre-kindergarten to grade 12 as described in the Essential Programs and Services Funding Act, non-state funded school construction projects, additional local funded funds for school purposes under the Maine Revised Statutes 20A, Section 15690, unexpended balances, tuition receipts, state subsidy, and other receipts for the support of schools. Questions? Okay, thank you. Article 17, in addition to the amounts approved in the preceding articles, shall the school committee be authorized to expend such other sums as may be received from federal or state grants or programs or other sources during the fiscal year for school and other program purposes, provided that such grants, programs, or other sources do not require the expenditure of other funds not previously appropriated? Questions or comments on Article 17? Okay, Article 18, shall the town vote to appropriate the following revenues, balances carried, and fund transfers to cover the expenditures appropriated in the previous articles with the remaining funding required to be raised by taxation? School undesignated fund balance, zero. General purpose aid, $60,210. School lunch sales, $3,500. Questions on Article 18? Okay, before we leave any of these budget items, are there any questions on the school budget from the floor? Okay, seeing none, a perfect budget. Okay, we'll move on to the municipal budget articles. Anne, you're welcome to stay on, but your part is probably done. The rest of the school committee is the same way, but everybody's obviously welcome and welcome to participate. Municipal budget articles. Article 19, see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate a total of $485,728 for administrative accounts listed below. And if it's all right with everybody, I won't read down through those. Is there anybody And I will take a show of hands from the floor if they prefer that I read all of the detail. Hopefully everybody can see it. I don't see anybody on a phone. Okay, I would just read the text and the number then, if there are no objections, and we'll go from there. So are there questions on Article 19? Seeing none. Article 20, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate a total of $200,152 for public safety accounts listed below. Questions? Seeing none. Article 21, see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate $397,940 for public services, $3,100, and solid waste, $3,200, as listed below. Questions from the floor? Seeing none. Article 22, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate a total of $625,888 for debt service and other assessments as listed below. Article 22, any questions? Okay, seeing none. Article 23, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate a total of $145,750 for social services as listed below, and to authorize the Board of Selectmen to disperse the full amount to each nonprofit organization as listed below. And the table is here. Questions from the floor? Okay, seeing none. Article 24. See if the town will vote to raise and appropriate $17,060 for the services as listed below and to authorize the Board of Selectmen to disperse the full amount to each nonprofit organization as listed below. Questions on Article 24? Seeing none. Article 25, to see if the town will authorize the Board of Selectmen, upon a majority vote of the Board of Selectmen, to exceed by no more than 10% annually the amount authorized for each account approved in Article 19 through Article 24 above, so long as the overall amount spent for the sum total of those articles does not exceed the total appropriation approved for those articles. So in other words, that gives the selectmen some wiggle room between the numbers that we just went through. Any questions from the floor? Okay, seeing none. Article 26, to see if the town will raise and appropriate $274,000 for capital improvements, account number 9,000, and to create a new capital reserve named Broadband Reserve for town ownership of infrastructure of broadband internet service on the island. And that's the entire list there. The column on the right is the estimated balance if this amount is raised. And this is the current balance. This current balance column is what we have in reserve right now. We'll be adding column. We're proposing that we add the numbers in column 2 to those accounts for an ending balance in column 3. Questions on the capital plan? I see a hand. Deb Bowman. Go ahead, Deb. You'll have to unmute.
Unmute.
We can hear you.
Okay. I guess I would like to ask why the broadband reserve in the amount of $10,000 was included in this article. I would have liked to have voted for a lot of the things under this article, but because this line item was included, I chose not to vote for it because the town voted overwhelmingly to put down the broadband initiative. So why was it included here? Why didn't it have stood alone and been an article of its own?
The short answer is that it could have, but it is, the broadband reserve has been part of the capital plan for some time, although you're correct, it has not been funded. And the board voted to fund it this year at $10,000. And I think some of that was a response to our current COVID situation. We appropriated some money to hook up the town office building with fiber. We voted that out of our contingency fund because there was a problem with backups and some other things that the town had was trying to do with narrow bandwidth. So that's the way the conversation went. David, looks like we'd like to add something. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the purpose of that really is a seed money to move towards the acquisition of other grant money as matching funds. If those funds ever become available from the state, $15 million is being voted on in 2 weeks, next week. And $60 million is coming to the state. And if we're in line to get any of that money, we may need some to match it. And that's the purpose of this fund, in addition to what Herb said.
It does not commit us to any particular technology and, does not commit us to any technology in particular. But as Dave says, it's to position the town to move forward if we want to move forward at some future point.
Can I ask if it is creating a fund to enable the town to create its own broadband company, which was what I thought we voted down?
No, it's not. The language, and this is key up here, the language at the top is ownership of infrastructure of broadband internet service on the island. So it is a recognition that the town will probably have to invest in some infrastructure in some way. It doesn't mean that the town will necessarily run a company. It doesn't mean that there'll be an LLC. It doesn't commit us to any particular model, but it does anticipate that we will have to have some skin in the game for some infrastructure. And that's consistent with what a lot of other towns are doing, including what Long Island just did.
And if I might,
okay, I guess I'm just,
we're not, if I might, we're not committed.
Disappointed that-
if I might, we're not committed to spending that money for broadband in particular. If at some later time we say we want to take that $10,000 out of that reserve fund and put it, let's say, towards the Stone Wharf Reserve, we certainly have the flexibility to do that.
Okay, I guess, all right, thank you.
At town meeting, that would be a town meeting vote.
Right.
Okay, any other questions? I see Bob Ernest stand up, I will recognize him. Go ahead, Bob.
Ask a question.
Whoops, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Bob.
Obviously, you didn't want to hear what I had to say, Herb.
My mistake, I apologize.
It's my understanding that all of the reserve funds create a capital reserve, but the actual expenditure for which that reserve is aimed at can only occur with a favorable vote at town meeting. So like fire trucks, for example, there's a reserve there, but to actually spend the money from the reserve, we have to have a vote. Is that correct?
No, it's not. The Board of Selectmen, as municipal officers, have the ability to spend any money that the town has as long as it is spent for the reason for which it was raised. So in our capital plan, we've tried to put pretty specific language around these account numbers that you see on the left-hand side there. And if you look at the capital plan, you'll see a description of those. So if we were to try to use this for something other than ownership of infrastructure, that would require a town vote to change the purpose for which it was raised.
Ah, I misunderstood. I want to go on record as expressing concern about that. I share Deb's concern, I think Deb's concern, that we had a strong vote against a town-owned internet system. And before considering another variation of that, I would hope we would have a thorough airing of the proposal.
Okay, we appreciate that. Part of the problem is timing. We can only raise money at this time of year at the annual town meeting through taxes. And I think the board felt that given the current change in the landscape that it was prudent to put a little bit aside. There are no plans that I know of to spend it. And that would certainly be done in a public meeting where debate would be heard. Okay, any other questions on the Article 26 capital plan? I'll put the whole thing up there again just to make sure. It's a lot in this article, obviously. I'll give it an extra minute. Okay. Seeing no more questions, we can always come back to it, but we're sort of at the tail end of the process here, through the bulk of it. Article 27, to see if the town will authorize the Board of Selectmen to appropriate all funds raised for the overlay to fund any tax abatements and interest for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. So this doesn't raise any money, but it is an article that we typically have at town meeting, which allows us to use the amount that the assessor identifies as overlay for a particular purpose, so that we don't have to come to town meeting to use money from that account for abatements. Questions on Article 7? Okay, hearing none. Article 28, to see if the town will authorize the Board of Selectmen to appropriate $150,000 from the undesignated fund balance to reduce the tax burden for fiscal year 2020-2021. And I believe, Marjorie, that is the same amount that we set aside, that we transferred last year. Is that true for the revenue stream?
Yes, for the town side. Last year, the school used $40,000 of their undesignated fund balance, but from the town's perspective, it is the same, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, questions on Article 28? Okay, seeing none. Article 29, to see if the town will vote to take from receipts, sources, and designations shown in the following table to apply against fiscal year 2020-2021 appropriations and to accept any such funds from the state of Maine and the U.S. government as bid by the state legislature or federal government for fiscal year 2020-2021. So these are receipts above and beyond the tax commitment. Questions on Article 29? Seeing none. Article 30. To see if the town will authorize the Board of Selectmen to accept and expend gifts provided such that gifts do not require expenditure of local funds not previously appropriated. Questions on Article 30? Okay, Article 32, to see if the town will vote to set the dates that fiscal year 2020-2021 real estate taxes are due as September 30th, 2020 and March 31st, 2021, and to charge interest at a rate of 4% annual fiscal year 2020-2021 real estate and personal property taxes paid after those dates. And Marjorie, this was different than we normally do, right? Is this the one we lowered?
Yes, we're allowed to charge up to 9%. The state sets a limit on that. We had a discussion about it. We've always had the maximum we decided to lower it to 4% given the current environment.
Okay, thank you. Questions on Article 32?
Herb?
Yes.
I think we may have missed Article 31.
Okay, I'll go back and get it. Questions on 32? Was that your comment, Jay? Okay. Seeing no questions on 32, I will thank you, David and Jay. I will go back and catch Article 31. Hopefully we keep everybody on. It's really starting to rain, at least here in God's country. Article 31, to see if the town will authorize the Board of Selectmen to submit grant proposals to other governmental entities or private nonprofit foundations for funding of general administration or project-specific expenditures to accept such grants and to expend them for their required purpose. Questions on that? And I will say, since the question came up about the reserves, that if matching funds were required on any of those, the board would be free to take those from the matching fund. Given this authority, the board would also be able to take matching funds from the reserve account. Seeing no questions, we'll move on to Article 33. To see if the town will vote to set the interest rates to be paid by the town on abated and overpaid taxes at 2%. Questions on that? Article 33. Seeing none, Article 34, to see if the town will vote to authorize the tax collector or treasurer to accept without interest prepayments of taxes not yet committed pursuant to 36 MRSA, Section 506. Questions or comments? Seeing none. And the last one, Article 35, to see if the town will vote to authorize the Board of Selectmen to dispose of town-owned assets, excluding land, with a value of $10,000 or less, under such terms and conditions as they deem advisable. Questions or comments on Article 35? Okay. Any questions or comments in general on the referendum, on any articles on the referendum or the budget? Okay, seeing none. I will close this portion of the meeting, which is...
Bob just raised his hand.
Okay, thank you, David. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I just want to say that all things considered, I think you guys have done yeoman's work getting this information out there. Really hard to accomplish this in normal times, and now even more so. So... thank you to the Board of Selectmen.
I'm tempted to call you out of order, but I guess I won't. Just kidding. We appreciate it. Okay, I will close the public hearing portion of this meeting. Unless there's anything from the board regarding the referendum. Marjorie, I intended but neglected to ask you or the clerk of the town, if there was anything we needed to convey about the voting, the polling practice. Did you want to make any statement about how the polling practice might be different for those who aren't absentee balloting?
Well, we received a lot of supplies from the state of Maine from elections. They sent some plexiglass shields, face masks, hand sanitizer, just about anything you can think of. When people come in, we will only have two booths for voting. Those will be sanitized after each voter. You'll come in the front door and leave through a side door, so you don't have to backtrack. That's all that I can think of. Social distancing, put some tape down on the So people will recognize the 6-foot distancing, all kinds of things like that. Is that
okay?
What you had in mind for
structure? Exactly. Yep. Any questions regarding the polling procedure this year from the floor? Okay, seeing none. Let's open the candidates forum at this point. I've shared on the screen what the ballot will look like when you get it. Since there were no papers filed this year, there are no names on the ballot. The names of people have been published on Beverly's website, and I believe Marjorie has put a note on our website of the for the candidates that we know about. It's important to know that you need to both check the box off and write the name in as clearly and legibly as you can. My understanding from the clerk when I asked the question of how literal is it taken, she said as long as it's very clear who the intended person is, that it will be counted. So if you if there's too many vowels in somebody's name and you get a few of them mixed up, that's not a big concern. And as long as it can be clearly differentiated from any other potential candidates on the island. That's my understanding. Christine, is that correct? Or Marjorie?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, with that, I will recognize anybody who would like to speak as a candidate. If you click raise your hand, or you could just notice we have a couple of them in as panelists. You can, let's see, why don't I call on Susan Campbell. Would you like to go first, Susan?
Hi, Herb.
Hi.
Good evening, everybody. How are ya? This is the strangest thing I think I've ever seen. It's wonderful. Don't get me wrong, but it's a learning curve. And I know you guys have done this all winter, but you've done a wonderful job with the budget, by the way. This is something. As you know, I didn't do anything in April. I kind of got approached a few weeks ago and had a very thorough conversation with family. So I guess I'll throw my hat in the ring and for the write-in candidate. As you all know, I've been involved in and out over the years with the town, kept my nose in it over the years, so I'm familiar with a lot of things that are going on. I think the one thing that the newest that I'm pretty proud of was the hiring of our town administrator. She's done a fabulous job. Very proud of that. And thank you, Marjorie. And congratulations on your retirement. It's been fun to watch all the changes and move ahead. Been involved in the development of the budget, such as what we've just gone through tonight with you guys. Can read, write, and sign off on all the expenditures or your warrants, whatever you guys call them today. Work with the school department. I'm thoroughly involved with CTC at the time, and staying involved with that the best I can, so the regulations I'm familiar with. Watching the Stone Pier, we know we've got a lot of work ahead of that. But anyway, on Tuesday, if the island people vote me in, I will give 110%, and I will leave it at that. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Susan. Leah Gay, there you are, right above Susan on my screen. Would you like to make a statement?
Sure, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. I just wanted to say thank you for having me front and center all evening. I would be very honored and humbled to sit on your school committee and have a seat there. I'm a little bit excited to work with your superintendent and other school committee members. I've had 6 years in the Yarmouth School District working on their school committee, and that I also have a lot to learn here, but I'm happy to contribute and work along with everybody and just vote on Tuesday, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. We appreciate you stepping up. And the scientist there hunkered over her microscope. Carol, would you like to make a statement?
Yep, Carol White. I'm currently on the school board because I jumped in for Christine, who is now our school secretary, when she had to resign to take that position. So I've been on the school board since the fall, and I'm willing to continue. We've had a rough go it's just been rough since, between the school construction, the death of our teacher, and now COVID-19, it's been kind of a rough go. So I thought a little continuity might be beneficial. So that's why I'm running.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Thank all three of you for stepping up and for giving us a statement this evening. Visit the website to get more information about the budgets or the referendum or the elections, the town website. And Jeff, if you want to have Chris put your presentation up alongside our stuff on the town website.
I lost you. Was that a question or?
I think he froze.
You froze in Herb.
Well, I can speak for Herb and say that he'd like you to put the presentation that you presented tonight on the town website, so all of the information about the upcoming election would be available to everyone in one place.
Okay, yeah, I'll get that over to Chris.
Yep, we can send it over to Deputy Clerk. And I'll put it with you. Okay?
Yep. Yeah, we may have lost Herb altogether. I think the lightning got him. Well, I don't have the agenda in front of me, but I do believe we've come to the end of the evening unless there's any other business to come before this group.
Oh, Herb's back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
There he is. I was about ready to wrap it up for you.
Well, I think I appreciate that. And as far as I know, and I would just echo what David said, if there's any other businesses to take up tonight. Okay. Hearing none, since this is a meeting, I will accept a motion to adjourn. You know what I forgot to do at the beginning was a roll call. I guess we chatted enough, so I was convinced we were all happy. Is that a motion to adjourn, Jay?
A motion, A, I'm here for the roll call, and B, to adjourn.
I'll second that, but I do think that for the record, which is an audio record only, that we should do a very quick roll call for the record.
Okay, well, this will function that way, but I will announce the other participants.
Yep.
Okay, so, actually, before we do that, let's take it a little bit out of order, except Jeff, you just, for the record, state your name and say that you participated in this meeting. We may have lost.
Yeah, no, I'm here. My name is Jeff Putnam, chair of the school committee.
And we also have the superintendent on who has left the meeting.
No, I'm right here. No,
oh, I'm sorry, here. Ann. Go ahead.
That's all right. Ann Kirkpatrick, superintendent, and I attended and participated in this meeting.
Okay, thank you. And Marjorie Stratton, the town administrator.
I'm here, Marjorie Stratton.
And Christine Affont.
I'm here, deputy clerk.
Okay, those are the official participants of the meeting. And the Board of Selectmen, on its dual role of adjourning the meeting and taking a roll call vote, I will start again. Mr. Corson.
Here and yes.
Ms. Damon.
Here and yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Here and yes.
Mr. Hill.
Here and absolutely yes.
And Mr. Main is a here and yes, and we thank you all for participating. Take care, stay safe.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night, everyone.